I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. A couple of penalties coming out of Texas. Nothing for the Cup Series. The 16 in the Xfinity Series and the 18 in the Truck Series were both fined for loose lug nuts. Corey and Kelly LaJoy welcomed their second child this week. Jensen Daniel was born on Thursday morning. And owner of Trackhouse Racing, Justin Marks, launched Project 91 this week. Trackhouse will be bringing renowned drivers from all over the world to race in the Cup Series, and the number 91 F1 driver and champion, Kimi Räikkönen, will be the first behind the wheel at Watkins Glen in August. Räikkönen won 37 races and stood on the podium 103 times before retiring last year. He has run in the truck in the Xfinity Series, but Watkins Glen will be his first Cup Series race. Get all the details and keep up with Project 91 at Trackhouse.com. NASCAR is racing at the home track for most teams in the sport and is set to honor those who have and currently serve and those who paid the ultimate price in the service of our great country. It's Memorial Day weekend, and that means racing at Charlotte Motor Speedway. The Camping World Trucks fire up the racing tonight. John Hunter Nemechek is the defending champ of the race, and he'll have to beat the boss. Kyle Busch is entered. He's won 7 of the last 12 truck races here. He's not the only invader. Ross Chastain will race, and Ryan Preece is running all three series this weekend. The trucks fire up for the North Carolina Education 200, 8 p.m. tonight on FS1. The Xfinity teams race on Saturday afternoon. Ty Gibbs is the defending champ of this one. They also have some company, the aforementioned Ryan Preece, as well as Austin Dillon and Timmy Hill, and Trevor Bain is back in the 18 for Joe Gibbs Racing. The Elsco Uniform 300 coverage begins at noon Saturday on FS1. The Cup Series will run day into night in the longest race of the year, the 63rd annual Coca-Cola 600 on Sunday. It's one of the Triple Crown races along with the Daytona 500 and Southern 500. Kevin Harvick is the only active driver to have won the Triple Crown. Denny Hamlin is the only driver that could make it happen this weekend. As for the records, Harvick and Martin Truex have 3 wins each. Brad Keselowski has 2 here. Austin Dillon, Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, the Busch brothers, and defending champ of the race Kyle Larson have previous wins in Charlotte. Kyle Busch has the most top 5s with 15, and he shares the top with Kevin Harvick. Each have 19 top 10s. Hendrick has 21 wins. RCR and RFK are tied with 8 each. Chevy leads Ford 47-31, and Toyota has 7 wins. And Chase Elliott leads the driver ratings in the last 5 races here, followed by Ryan Blaney, Kevin Harvick, Joey Logano, and Brad Keselowski. Practice and qualifying is scheduled for Saturday night at 7 p.m. on FS1. And remember, Sunday is truly the best race day of the year. The F1 race from Monaco starts at 6 a.m. on ESPN. The Indy 500 coverage begins at 11 a.m. on ABC, and the Coke 600 broadcast fires up at 5 p.m. on Fox. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Friday, May 27th, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord, their family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by J-Lube Services, 4 locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.